Kellogg. St. Helena, Crystal Springs, California. January 3, 1901. Merritt Kellogg. Dear brother, your letter is received, and I wish to say I am very sorry for this delay. But as the matter has been presented to me, there has not been all that zealous action on your part to tie piece to piece in the work. We see there have been different things that have been occupying your mind that should be given to the working interests. When you consider that Brother Sharp has not experience in the lines of work that are connected with a sanitarium, whether you have been authorized or not, when there is a gap and no one to act, you are to do your best to supply the deficiencies. If there are those connected with this sanitarium work who feel that not a soul must have any part to act in all the responsibilities but himself, he is not working or acting after the order of the Lord. We have, in the fear of God, taken heavy responsibilities of this sanitarium, and we shall not lay off the burden. As those upon whom God has laid responsibilities, we have a right to speak, and we say, come together in unity. Give Brother Burden a place, and that without jealousy or one threat of selfishness. We needed him here very much. This institution, the sanitarium, needs a manager, and unless there is one just as capable as Brother Burden to see things on every side, there will be large loss on every side. God calls for every man that has ability to harmonize and to work intelligently to supply the lack of the deficiencies which will certainly be revealed in men when tested and tried in responsible positions. If Christian Sabbath keepers cannot blend, cannot tie to Christ and to one another, then things will go hard and trials will arise on the right hand and on the left. You must be sure and not be tardy yourself, but let your example in patience and Christ-like meekness show that you are a man that can be trusted. All this jealousy that has been working beneath the surface for some time before you had any connection with it will appear, and God's Holy Spirit alone can mold and fashion men after His divine similitude. We ask you all, my brethren, to walk and work as though the angels of God were personally visible to you, all looking to behold your order and unity and love one for the other. Let all put on Christ. He can give efficiency. But blend together as those who are under the supervision of God. Let everything be done with the love and fear of God. Let not Brother Sharp carry the burdens he has not experience in. That will crush him. In love.